With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
There's another scam thing that I was reading about this morning, and people are dumb. Did you see where that person has sent over $11,000 to Bruce Springsteen?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No, I mean, I haven't heard.
The scams. Oh, we weren't arguing?
Yeah, we weren't arguing. Oh,
the scam is this. Just about every major superstar, rock stars, movie stars, everybody. They all have, they don't have them, but there are fake accounts out there for all of them. That's why you see certain ones go at the real so-and-so.
Right.
Because there are so many fake accounts. Well, these fake accounts now are being used to scam people out of money.
And Bruce Springsteen needed $10,000?
A woman started exchanging. Here, I'll show you the story here.
Okay, yeah.
Started exchanging flirty messages on social media with who she thought was Bruce Springsteen.
Wow.
Bruce Springsteen.
Her name is Mary. She said she sent $11,500 to Bruce Springsteen after exchanging flirty messages with him.
Yeah.
And I guess they say the Federal Trade Commission apparently said that these imposters scam more than $328 million a year from fans.
Is that wild?
$328 million from you people.
That is crazy to me that you would fall for something like this. Here's what they said in this particular one, and I'm just going on memory of reading that the guy who claimed to be Bruce Springsteen was telling this woman in these flirty messages that he had these gold bars in, I don't know if it was Dubai or somewhere, and he needed assistance from her to help fly all this gold into the United States. As he's smooth talking.
This random woman. Oh, my God.
And so she would send him money through various PayPal, whatever. She would send him money to get together all this gold to be shipped into the United States. Bruce Springsteen, she thinks she's talking to.
This sounds so real to me. This, I totally get why she did this.
Bruce needs assistance in getting his gold bars to the United States. And oh, by the way, you look great in that dress.
Yeah.
He would throw a couple of those in there, flirty stuff.
Yeah, you flirt with somebody, she'll just write you a check.
She would go, and she would send her money on PayPal, and before long, she's totaled up over $11,000 before she gets suspicious.
Well, not only that, she didn't just write checks, she sent iTunes gift cards.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah, that was one of the ways.
How does a scammer use an iTunes gift card?
I don't know. I guess if you're a scammer, you could get an iTunes. Let's say you get a $400 iTunes gift card. You could turn around and sell that for $300.
That seems like a lot of work. Why not? This
scammers.
Woman is so stupid. Why not just ask her for
Jamie,
a check?
Jamie, scammers work hard at scamming. They got to make it look real, you know? And I don't know how an iTunes gift card gets gold into the United States.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre
story. I feel bad for her.
Right?
Obviously, that's
but
pretty
how?
Sad.
But again, let's go back to the very beginning of the story that you read. 340 something million dollars gets scammed
a year.
Through
not just once, just a year.
And this is only through celebrity social media accounts.
Yeah. Wow.
That's crazy. Although if George Clooney wrote me and he's like, "Hey James, hey, I have some gold bars," I'd be like, "Okay, George.
Yeah.
Whatever you need, George.
They're right here in my pants, I'll show you."
Yeah, I'd be like, "Okay. Here's an iTunes gift card, George. I see where she's coming from. Yeah.
Is a mall in the room?
Yeah, I'm all. Yeah.
Is a mall around? Because if not, I've got something I want to say to you, George.
George, you're probably sick of bony skinny girls, aren't you? You know. Want some cushion for the pushing?
When I see one of these scam stories, I always think of your story, though, Jamie. I will never, ever in my lifetime forget the Sea-Doos. I'll never forget it. And if you've never heard it, Jamie, was it your...
It was my son's dad.
Yeah, baby daddy. Got scammed. How much was it?
$5,000.
By somebody in Europe.
With my money.
Jamie's
money. He still hasn't paid me back.
Wired $5,000 for two Sea-Doos.
Yeah. Yep.
Who buys a Sea-Doo from Europe?
No kidding. And two of them. Two Sea-Doos will right. never be sold for $5,000. One Sea-Doo, yes. Two? And he's like, well, that's why it was such a great deal. We would get two of them.
He literally sent $5,000 to Europe.
Of my money.
Of Jamie's wow. money. $5,000 in one shot.
Out of my account with that, whatever, you know, where you just walk up and you give them money.
For a couple of Sea-Doos, I remember the story that were supposed to be in some garage warehouse or something in California, which you'd never seen.
Never saw them.
Never seen them before. And sent the money.
I mean, literally. And then he comes downstairs, right? This is when we were living in L.A. He comes downstairs, you know, and he smokes pot and whatever. And then... I think that I just got scammed. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't really want to tell you. You're going to be, like, really mad.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
But I think I just got scammed.
Yeah, that's tough.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, with your money.
With my money.
Yeah, it would be easy for me to go to you and, no, wait a minute, which would be harder? For me to tell you that I got scammed with my own money or I just lost your money? I don't know. Both.
I tried to buy them for you and I. I was trying to do, like, a cool thing.
God.
He thought he had a bargain on his and her Sea-Doos. Yeah.
So sad. It's gone forever. Wow. I'll never get that money back.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.